أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون. إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون. قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين. قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم. قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون. وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون. أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغني عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون. إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون. بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين. وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منذرين. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون. وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون. ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون. وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم ير الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم.
हो रही है उम्र मिसल बर्फ कम चुपके चुपके रफ्ता रफ्ता दम बदम हो रही है उम्र मिसल बर्फ कम चुपके चुपके रफ्ता रफ्ता दम बदम सांस है एक रह रवे मुल्के अदम दफअतन एक रोज ये जाएगा थम एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है हे यहाँ से तुझको जाना एक दिन हे यहाँ से तुझको जाना एक दिन कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन हे यहाँ से तुझको जाना एक दिन कब्र में होगा ठिकाना एक दिन मुँह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन मुँह खुदा को है दिखाना एक दिन अब न गफलत में गंवाना एक दिन एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है आखिरत की फिक्र करनी है जरूर आखिरत की फिक्र करनी है जरूर जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी है जरूर आखिरत की फिक्र करनी है जरूर जैसी करनी वैसी भरनी है जरूर उम्र ये एक दिन गुजरनी है जरूर उम्र ये एक दिन गुजरनी है जरूर कब्र में मैयत उतरनी है जरूर एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है एक दिन मरना है आखिर मौत है कर ले जो करना है आखिर मौत है आने वाली किससे टाली जाएगी आने वाली किससे टाली जाएगी जान तेरी जाने वाली जाएगी रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी रूह रग रग से निकाली जाएगी तुझ पे एक दिन खाक डाली जाएगी तुझ पे एक दिन खाक डाली जाएगी the soul is going to be extracted from our bodies one day. No matter how strong, how powerful, how fit and how healthy we are or we may be. when the angel of death is going to come, no person's military might or power or his physical strength can prevent the Malakul Maut taking away his soul. One day we are going to head for the graves. Sand is going to be put over our bodies. Our life is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. Drop by drop, it is melting away. We think we are getting older, but what is really happening is that we are getting closer and closer to our death. So life is meant not just for amusement and play. No doubt Allah Ta'ala knows the weakness of man. He created us. So whatever our natural desires, Allah Ta'ala has found a way out for our natural desires. Allah Ta'ala has created avenues for our happiness, for our enjoyment. It's not that Allah Ta'ala wants us to just take tasbih and sit in the masjid and read the whole day. Then he would have said, you must not marry. You must not eat and drink all the... You must not eat the good food. You must not drink the fruit juices and all the other delicious things you must not make use of. Nothing. Allah Ta'ala created so many things and made it halal for us so that we do not complain. Plenty of ni'mats He gave so that we can be happy. When we are making His ibadat, we can be happy. But at the same time, we keep akhirat in front of us all the time. That we are heading for akhirat. Our destination must not be forgotten. Along the route, we will get different kinds of sceneries that will come. But we should not just get caught up somewhere there in any of those webs. We must keep on moving forward. Don't forget, the destination is the qabr and akhirat. So if only we have this break with us of death, then the car will not meet with an accident. But presently, most of our brakes have failed. That is the problem. We are going downhill and our brakes have failed. So what are we going to head for? Brothers, in accordance with our muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, we will feel the pain of separation from Allah Ta'ala. Because there have been many deaths in the homes of different brothers and sisters, therefore we make dua that Allah Ta'ala send to them the sawab of the Yasin Sharif that we recited. And we should not think that we recited one Yasin Sharif, how much sawab can Allah Ta'ala send to them? One Yasin Sharif, you get the sawab of the recitation of 10 Quran Sharif. So just imagine, and then again Allah Ta'ala multiplies as much as He wants. But we must take lessons from those that are going. They leave lessons for us. How many times I've spoken on this subject? If only we have akhirat and death in front of us, then we will still eat, we will drink, we will marry, we will laugh, we will joke, we will do everything. But then it will be within the framework of Sharia. Yes, I was saying that the separation a person feels in accordance with his muhabbat. If a person dearly loved his father and his father passed away, then he will feel more about that separation of the father than the person who is not related. The closer the relationship, or the more the muhabbat, the more the person feels the separation. If a husband and wife were very happy in their union and they were very, very happy in their marriage, then if the wife goes or the husband goes, then they will feel the pain of separation. The same with somebody's child who is a beloved child, then he feels more pain of the separation. Why? Because there's muhabbat in the heart. In the same way, if we are going to have muhabbat for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we will feel the pain of the separation of Allah ta'ala from our hearts. In this world, when a person passes away, his soul leaves his body, then that is separation. And in the spiritual world, when the person, he indulges in sins, then that is separation from Allah ta'ala. The more the separation, the person, if he has love for Allah Ta'ala, then the more the separation, the more restless he will become. And he will increase his tawbah. He will increase his istighfar. He wants to get connected again with that Allah. But the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, if they got no love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they don't feel any pain in the separation of Allah ta'ala from their hearts. But take a believer who's got love for Allah ta'ala in his heart, he's got love for Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their heart, then if he accidentally commits some sins, then he will find some kind of darkness coming in his heart. It will create a restlessness because there's a separation now from Allah ta'ala. So now this person will increase his tawbah, his istighfar. He will not even eat or drink until he feels satisfied that he has made his Allah ta'ala happy again. And he has connected himself once more. With his tawbah and istighfar, he'll connect himself with Allah ta'ala. Why? Because he's got muhabbat. The more the muhabbat, the more he will feel the pain of separation. So at present, this is what we must check. Is that, do we feel restlessness if we commit sins? If we displease our Allah ta'ala? If we distance ourselves from him? If we separate ourselves from him? Do we feel restlessness? If a person feels restlessness in committing sins, then it is a sign that he's got iman and he's got muhabbat of Allah ta'ala in his heart. It's a very good sign. But if he does not feel any restlessness, he feels comfortable in committing sins, then it is a very dangerous trait. Then it shows that there is a great deficiency in the muhabbat and the love of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why is he comfortable in displeasing them? So that is the thermometer. Our doctors, our specialists, they've got different gauges. They check your pressure, they check this, they check that. So this is the thermometer that we must use. This is the gauge that we must use to check whether we've got love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts or we haven't got. We've got love of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts, or there is a deficiency. That if we are committing sins and we're comfortable, we are happy, we get no restlessness, no pain, then it shows that there is a deficiency. And if we feel uncomfortable, if we feel restless, then it shows that alhamdulillah there is iman, there's muhabbat. But if we do not feel restless and we feel comfortable, then it shows that there is a great deficiency. May Allah Ta'ala give us intense love of Allah and His Rasulullah. Because love will make us do things very, very easily. Love is something that makes a person do a thing very, very easily. Then everything will become easy. We will not find things difficult. Of course, like that, there's difficulty even in chewing food also. There's difficulty even in chewing food also. So there will be some difficulty. But it will be enjoyable. The person in the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, he'll find an enjoyment. Just as there is a little bit of problem in chewing the food, but the thing is, there's enjoyment also. Going and purchasing the items from the bazaar, bringing it home, then cooking, all those things take time. But because the person will then get enjoyment in that food, so he goes through all those things. And then the wife also goes through all that, standing near the stove and the heat and all that, because the food finally tastes good. So in the same way, the person will then enjoy that. He will look forward to it. He will be greedy. He will compete with the other person in the increase of ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Of course, everything has a limit. We don't say that you must go to extremes. But in these days, it is even difficult to make the 5-time namaz. Why? Because there's lack of muhabbat. If there is muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then that person will even get up for tahajjud salat. Tahajjud is not farz. Why do so many people then get up for tahajjud and they are enjoying that sajda before Allah Ta'ala in the quietness of the darkness of the night? And when there's nobody is watching also, so that there's no riya and no show business also. And the person is alone in his room, he's getting up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's got his forehead in sajda, and tears are rolling from his eyes. And he feels a bond and a connection with his Allah. And he feels as if Allah Ta'ala has opened up the taps of Noor which are flowing into his heart. At that time, what is it that is making him stay awake? Which whip brought him to the musalla there? Nothing. It is love of Allah Ta'ala. He says, I haven't seen my Allah. So the person who hasn't seen his Allah and is so madly in love, you think Allah Ta'ala will then forsake him? How can Allah Ta'ala forsake such a person? But this doesn't just come by reading kitabs and just by listening to some talks. Those who have got Allah Ta'ala with them, in their majlises, in their company, we too start getting the interest and the shock. And slowly, slowly over a period of time, then this person also gets that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. That beautiful example again, that the light bulbs, you can have one of 40 watt, one of 100, one of 1000, but when the light switch is on, then you cannot differentiate after that. Like now we are sitting here, somebody in our audience, his taqwa might be 100%, somebody's taqwa might be 20%, somebody's might be 1%. But just as that light permeates throughout the room, and nobody can say that this light is the light of that bulb, of which is 20 watt, and this is of the 100 watt, and this is of the 1000. In the same way there, what happens is that when the people sit in the company of those who are Ahlullah, Walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we sinful ones also in their company, our hearts also begin to get that light and that nur. And if we do that over a period of time, and then we fulfill or we stay away from those things that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, and we fulfill His ahkam, then there is no doubt in it that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give this person the nisbat. And once he gets that nisbat, then his life is going to be totally different. There will be an enjoyment in everything after that. Even in sickness, there will be some kind of enjoyment. We must not ask for sickness, but the enjoyment will be that it is from my Allah Ta'ala, and He knows what is good for me. And it can be a rahmat. So when the person is going to look at it from that angle, then it will be some kind of consolation and enjoyment. If there's an accident in the family, or if the person has suffered a great loss, his home got burnt, Allah Ta'ala protect, or the shop got looted, but still this person, he will not be like those people who lose their heads or they want to commit suicide after they suffer losses or injury or pain, because the person has got this connection with his Mawla. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the haqiqat and the reality. Now in this cold winter's night, what is it that brings you here for this majlis? If it is not the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, then what else is it? Everybody wants to be in bed. Why should these brothers come from Pietermaritzburg and other places here in this cold winter's night? So it shows that it is that love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala which takes a person, and we want forgiveness of our sins. We want the muhabbat of Allah to come in our hearts. Now this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then rewards tremendously. We do not know how and when He is going to reward. If somebody does us a little favor, then we want to be good to the person and we sing praises of that person. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if we please Him, how can He ever make us suffer? This outward suffering, unfortunately, we take it for granted that that is the suffering. That means if somebody saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, na'uzubillah, if one of us saw him being stoned and suffering, then we would have said that na'uzubillah, his Allah Ta'ala is not with him. Where is Allah Ta'ala? So we do not know the hikmat and the wisdom of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yet we know that no one could have had more connection and more muhabbat and more love for Allah than Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala does not have love for anyone more than He has for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But there's great wisdom behind it. It's a whole subject on its own. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding to take lessons from it. For some time now we haven't read
ऐ मेरे दाता ऐ मेरे मालिक ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे वाली ऐ मेरे दाता ऐ मेरे मालिक ऐ मेरे मौला ऐ मेरे वाली शाहनशाहे दो आलम तू है सबसे तेरी सरकार है आली शान तेरी हर आन नई है गाह जलाली गाह जमाली शान तेरी हर आन नई है, गाह जमाली गाह जलाली, वो भी अजब खुश बख्त है जिसने कल्ब में तेरी याद बसाली। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पैर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में, दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, कस्ब में दुनिया ही के रहा में, दीन की दौलत कुछ न कमाई, वक्त यूं ही बेकार गुजारा, उम्र यूं ही गफलत में गंवाई। खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूँ, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, खल्क में सबसे मैं ही बुरा हूँ, कोई नहीं है मुझ में भलाई, मुझसा कोई बदकार न होगा, कौन सी मैंने की न बुराई। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, नफ्स के शर से मुझको बचा ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, पंजे गम से मुझको छुड़ा ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, सुन मेरे नाले सुन मेरे नाले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, सुन मेरे नाले सुन मेरे नाले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, अपना बना ले अपना बना ले, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शुगल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह, अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلا آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم اللہم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین اللہم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام
یا ذل جلال والاکرام ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, یو ڈیئرلی لو فورگیونس آف سینس. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, نو ون ایلس کوڈ ہیو ٹالریٹڈ اور سینس. او مائی اللہ, اٹ از جسٹ یور شان آف کریبی دیٹ او اللہ you give to us so much of ne'mats in spite of us not deserving those ne'mats. Oh my beloved Allah, we have sinned and we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. Oh my Allah, we are not confessing before human beings. Oh my Allah, it is only in your power to forgive. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, day and night we have sinned. Oh Allah, due to our sins, you could have paralyzed us. You could have made us go blind. You could have made us go deaf and dumb. Oh Allah, you could have destroyed us like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. But oh Allah, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how loving you are, how caring you are, how compassionate and merciful you are. Where can there be another Allah? Oh Allah, there is no one besides you. Ya Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are begging of you. Your treasures are unlimited, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging of you, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, we are presenting our mountains of sins before you. We are presenting our oceans of sins before you. Oh my Allah, it is nothing for you to forgive us. Just one glance of your rahmat is sufficient for forgiveness of our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, man has made dynamite sticks and explosives to blow up huge mountains. Ay Allah, if they can blow up huge mountains with small sticks of dynamite, Ya Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of sins of ours with these little sticks of tawbah, oh my beloved Allah. اے اللہ, ہم تیرے سامنے ہمارے گندے ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے ہیں. اے اللہ, ہمارے دل بھی گندے, ہمارے دماغ بھی گندا. اے اللہ, ہماری سوچ گندی, ہمارے افعال گندے, لیکن میرے اللہ, تو تو معاف کرنے والا اللہ ہے. اے اللہ, ہم سب کی مغفرت کر دے. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Oh Allah, deliberately we have been committing sins. Knowingly we have been missing namazes. Knowingly we have been watching haram. Oh Allah, knowing that it displeases you, we have been going to casinos and cinemas and theaters. Oh Allah, the ummah has been indulging in so many different kinds of vices and sins. Oh Allah, it has been deliberate amal of ours. It's not that we were strangers. It is not that we were ignorant of that these amal, they displease you, Allah. Lekin mere Allah, tere siwa maaf karne wala koi nahi. Even if we committed our sins deliberately, but oh Allah, tonight we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed up till now. Allah, and we are pledging that we will not return to them again. Oh Allah, protect us and safeguard us from sins. Ya Allah, accidental sins, give us the tawfiq of plenty of tawbah and istighfar. Ay Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, we were afraid of people seeing us and watching us. Ay Allah, we were afraid that people must not come to know of our evils and vices. But oh Allah, we were not ashamed that you are watching. Ay Allah, you who blessed us with our sight, with our hearing, with our speech. You who blessed us with our health. You who blessed us with our wealth. Ay Allah, we were using the ni'mats for your displeasure and for your disobedience. And we were not even ashamed, oh my beloved Allah, of this disobedience. Mere Allah, lekin hum sharminda hai. Oh Allah, we are now ashamed of what we did in our past. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all those sins. Ay Allah, hum nadib hai. Ay Allah, hum sharminda hai. Ay Allah, hum gunegar hai. Hum siyakar hai. Hum badkar hai. Hum khatakar hai. Ay Allah, hum sab kuch hai. Bande to tere hai.
اے اللہ اگر تو نے معاف نہیں کیا تو تیرے سوا کون سا در ہے. او اللہ اف یو ڈو ناٹ فورگیو وچ ادر ڈور از دیر دیٹ وی کین ٹیپ, وچ ادر ہوم از دیر ان وچ وی کین گو اینڈ بیگ, وچ ادر ڈیٹی از دیر فار اس بیفور ہوم وی کین ایکسٹینڈ اور بیگنگ باؤلز. او مائی اللہ دیر از نو ون فار اس بیسائڈز یو. اے اللہ دیر از نو ون فار اس بیسائڈز یو. تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. اے اللہ وی وانٹ یو ٹو بیکم اورز اینڈ وی وانٹ ٹو بیکم یورز. Nafs and shaitan, our obstacles. Ya Allah, they do not want us to get some enjoyment and taste of your closeness and your ma'rifat. Allah, nafs and shaitan wants to keep us distanced from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For nafs and shaitan knows that the moment we get an enjoyment of your closeness and the closeness and the qurb of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, then we will not be obedient to nafs and shaitan anymore. Ey Allah, give us the power of lions over shaitan and nafs. Ya Allah, do not let us become like the proverbial fox in front of nafs and shaitan. Ey Allah, nafs and shaitan ke samne hame sher bana de. Ey Allah, hum sabko himmat ata farma. Ya Allah, give us courage and strength, oh my beloved Allah. Distance us from sins, oh Allah. Ya Allah, all over the world the Muslim Ummah is suffering. We know that we are suffering. We are being pushed from pillar to post. There is no one to pass the hand of affection over the heads of the ummah anymore. Ey Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering everywhere in the world. But oh my beloved Allah, you are the forgiver of all sins. Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's blood has oozed for the sake of this ummah. Allah, so much of his precious blood has flown in Taif, in Uhud and in other places. Allah, if our beloved little child, if someone has to throw a stone and just one drop of blood has to ooze, Allah, it will hurt us. Ay mere pyare khuda, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, for the sake of the ummah, how much of sacrifices he made. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his family, 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. But Allah, no food was allowed. The time came when they had to chew leaves of trees to survive. Allah, the sahaba same even chewed the leather of souls. Where Allah, for the sake of deed, how much of sacrifice was made. Ey Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was stoned in Uhud. His teeth were shattered. Ey Allah, he fell down unconscious. Ey Allah, thorns were thrown in his path. Ey Allah, when he went for sajda in the haram, intestines of animals were put on his back. Ey Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayers, that ummat for whom you cried so much, how many times his beard became wet with his tears? How many times his place of musalla, sajda, became wet with his tears? Allah, how many times his garment became wet and soaked with his tears? Allah, how many times he cried for the ummah? Allah, when he is informed that that ummah today is enjoying themselves in the casinos, in the discos, in the theaters, in the cinemas, in porn movies, in filthy magazines, that ummah is unconcerned about the salat, unconcerned about the zakat, unconcerned about the fasting and hajj, that ummah is unconcerned about the rights of the parents, of the children, of the family members. Ey Allah, that ummah in fraud, that ummah in drugs, when he is informed that that ummah watches the filthiest of films a few meters away from your Roza Mubarak. That ummah watches the filthiest of films just a few meters away from the Kaabatullah in their hotel rooms. Ha, mere Allah, how much of injury and pain we who claim to be ashiks of Rasul-e-Paak are causing to him. But oh Allah, we have realized our mistake. Mere Allah, ab to maaf kar de. اے اللہ, اب تو معاف کر دے. اے اللہ, ہم خود گناہ کرتے کرتے تھک گئے. اے اللہ, we ourselves have become tired of committing sins. اے اللہ, there are so many who have become so tired of committing sins that they want to take their lives, oh my beloved Allah. اے میرے اللہ, give us the realization that there is no happiness and no satisfaction in sins. It brings nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries. اے میرے اللہ, تو ہم سب کو معاف کر دے. Ey Allah, the enemies of Islam, either give them hidayat,
Bless them with Iman and Islam. Let them see the light, O my beloved Allah. Or destroy them like you destroy the Aad and Samud. May Allah, if they have made up their minds that they are going to be obstacles for the Ummah, and they are going to create friction and fitna in the Ummah, and they are going to destroy the Ummah, then O Allah, destroy them like you destroy the Aad and Samud. Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Ay Allah, cause the planes to crash them. Ay Allah, cause the ships to sink. Allah, create such division and disunity in their ranks that their alliances are shattered and torn. Ay Allah, unko aapas mein lada de. Ay Allah, tu musalmanon ko ghalba ata farma. Ay Allah, Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Allah, assist and help the mujahideen all over the world. Ay Allah, Kashmir mein, Chechnya mein, Bosnia mein, Hindustan mein. جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما اے اللہ how long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth like hypocrites اللہ make us people of solid iman اے اللہ give us such a bond with you oh my Allah give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh Allah, let us feel the pain of separation from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we indulge in sins. Ey mere pyare khuda, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of love. Ey mere pyare khuda, tu hum sab ko nek bana de. Mere Allah, bless us with long life. Our children, our family members, the entire ummah with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds. Allah bless us with good health. Ey mere Allah, hum bimar hai, hame shifa ata farma. Ey Allah, dua aur dawa mein shifa hai zarur, lekin marizon ke shifa hai Allah tere dast mein hai. Ey Allah, tere haath mein hamari shifa hai. Ey Allah, tere fazl o karam se hame shifa ata farma. Ey Allah, cure us of all our ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Ey Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses can be a rahmat and a blessing. Ya Allah, you want us to remember you even more. But oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Do not test us, O Allah, with the rahmat of sickness, with the rahmat of poverty, with the rahmat of weakness. Allah, change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of strength. Allah, change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. Ey mere Allah, protect us from all the fitnas that are pouring upon the ummah today. Allah, which part of the world today the fitnas are not pouring? They are even pouring in Makkah, Mukarramah and Medina Tayyibah. Allah, protect us from all the fitnas. The fitnas are lashing at us, oh my beloved Allah. The storms of fitnas are lashing at us from our right and from our left, from in front of us and from behind us, from the satellite, from above, and oh Allah, from beneath us. Mere Allah, our homes are filled with fitnas, our businesses fitnas, our schools and colleges fitnas, our bazaars and marketplaces fitnas. Mere Allah, hum jaye kahan? Where do we go, my Allah? If you do not protect us, who is going to protect us? Allah, one day we have to leave this world and come to you. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ey Allah, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We have to show you our faces, O my Allah. Ey Allah, what are we going to present before you? Ey Allah, when the time of our death comes, Ya Allah, don't let it come in a disco or a theater. Don't let our death be in front of some television filthy program. Allah, don't let our death be, O Allah, in a cinema or theater. Don't let our death come popping drugs in our mouth. Don't let our death be with bottle of wine in our hands. Don't let our death be, O Allah, in some hotel room committing adultery or fornication. Allah, don't let us be with some prostitute and our death come. Very Allah, don't let any filthy magazine be in our hands where our soul is leaving our lives. Very Allah, we do not know when our death will come, where it will come, and how it will come. Then how can we be in adultery and fornication? Ey Allah, what kind of embarrassment and shame and disgrace will come upon the ummah when it is reported in newspapers that an ummati of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam died at a prostitute quarters, died in front of some filthy movie, died committing adultery or fornication. Where Allah, give us that realization.
اللہ تیرا خوف ہمارے دل کے اندر ڈال دے، تیری محبت ہمارے دل میں ڈال. Give us so much of your love and your khauf, O Allah, that we restrain ourselves from everything that's haram and forbidden. Allah, bless us with health and happiness. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with yaqeen and satisfaction. Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of the Quran, with the noor of zikr and tilawat, with the noor of ibadat. Allah, purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of pride. Oh my Allah, purify our hearts of all this filth. Give us the hearts that you give to your beloved awliya-e-kiram. Ey mere Allah, جب ہماری موت کا وقت آئے تو خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما. اے اللہ، رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، how much of duas he made for the ummat. اے اللہ، that ummat is today torn and shredded to pieces. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، there is no unity at all in the world. اے اللہ، unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اے میرے پیارے اللہ، when the time of our departure comes from this world, اے اللہ، invite us to Madina Tayyibah. Let our death be at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. With the salat wa salam alayka ya Rasulullah on our lips. Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. So that when the winds of rahmat blow over the Jannatul Baqi, that we too may be forgiven. But oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar there, then wherever it may be, oh Allah, let it be a death of barakat. Ay Allah, hame barakat wali maut naseeb farma. Give us barakat in our wealth. Give us barakat in our homes. Give us barakat in our lives. Oh Allah, bless us with barakat in every ni'mat of yours. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqao ki aur mashayikh ki mehnat qubool farma. Allah, whatever work of deen is taking place, accept all the works of deen. Give the workers ikhlas and sincerity. Oh my Allah, due to lack of ikhlas and sincerity, then no changes are coming in our lives. Allah, bless us with ikhlas and sincerity. Allah, Rasul Pak made duas for us all his life, but especially in Hajjatul Wida. Allah, how much of duas he made for the Ummat with his 124,000 shining glorious stars. Oh my beloved Allah, every way he made dua for us. Allah, on that occasion, the duas that he made after kissing the Hajr Aswad, Allah, after touching the Rukne Yamani under the Mizab Rahmat, in the Hatim, how long Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prayed after making namaz. Allah, how long he attached himself to the Multazam and made dua for us. Ha, bere Allah. How much he cried for us. His beard was wet with his tears. His ihram was wet with his tears. Allah, behind the Maqam Ibrahim, after drinking Zabzam on Safa and Marwa, in Mina, and especially in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Allah, how much love he had for us. How much love he had for us. So much he prayed for us. Allah, all the duas that he made at Arafat, and the duas that he made at Muzdalifah and all other places, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah, so many parents have asked us to make dua that their sons or daughters find good marriage partners. Allah, bless them with good and righteous marriage partners so that they may be protected from zina in these times of fitna, O Allah. Ey mere pyare Allah, fulfill all the good wishes and desires that are in the hearts of everyone in the ummah, especially those who are here in this cold winter night, O Allah. Allah, you are well aware of all the desires that are in their hearts. Those who have lost their beloved ones, Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, bless the deceased with Jannatul Firdaus. Overlook and forgive their sins. Allah, bless Sabre Jameel and Ajre Azim to those who they have left behind. And when our time comes, oh Allah, then let there be kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi.
یا ایها الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.